So homeowners finally get some good news over mortgage rates. If you're in real estate, you know the way interest rates have gone. Now they're at 2.75% to 3% there for a while. Now they're well over 7.1, 7.2. Ugh, it's not working out in our favor, is it? Well, we finally got some good news. What is it? Let's get into it. Here we go.
You're listening to Seattle Real Estate Podcast.
All right, good news. What does good news look like in 2024? It's been a rough year in real estate. I mean, just interest rates have locked so many people up. They've locked buyers out of markets. Sellers have these really low mortgage rates. They don't want to move. We just don't have enough supply. Pricing has been going up because there's so few properties on the market. We do need some good news. While mortgage rates remain higher than they were during the housing market's booming pandemic years, Moody's Ratings has predicted them to finally start declining over the next few years in a new report. Ugh, got to wait a couple more years? Now, it means they're at least on the downtrend. The outlook is positive for the downtrend. How long is that going to take? Exactly a week ago, Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, better known as Freddie Mac, they reported the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage, the most popular among U.S. borrowers, had reached 7.1%. It's a record high for this year so far. Moody's ratings expert, they believe that mortgage rates will come down, just not as quickly as home buyers might wish for, or anybody else in the professional, real estate appraisers, escrow people, title, mortgage brokers, anybody in real estate has just, you know, everything has been constricted. The supply has been constricted. Rates are high and people don't want to move off what they've already got. The financial research company is currently estimating that mortgage rates will remain higher than the extremely low levels during the decade of aggressive central bank stimulus that preceded the past 2 years in the coming months. That was a long sentence. But it'll likely reach around 6% or somewhat less by the end of 2025. That's our good news. Yep, by the end of 2025, they should be brought down by 1%. Yeah, that's a long time to go, isn't it? That's a long time to go. I think this could very well be true because we keep having this economic data that points to inflation being well over the 2% that the Fed wants to try and get that rate down to, and then they'll stop monkeying around with interest rates. So this is good news for aspiring home buyers who have been squeezed out of the market by skyrocketing home prices and high mortgage rates, which climbed as a direct consequence of the Federal Reserve's aggressive rate hiking campaign to combat the rise of inflation last year. Now, in 2022, it started, right? June, July of 2022 started. You could kind of see which direction things were going. And with inflation being as persistent, remember when they told us that inflation was going to be transitory? It's going to be temporary? Yeah. It's been hanging out a lot longer than temporary, hasn't it? Yeah, it has. It has. So somewhat less than 6%, maybe by the end of 2025. What this leads me to believe that rates will start dropping. I think what they'll do is the markets will recognize, okay, we're not going to have all the rate cuts that we thought we were going to have. We're not going to have a rate cut in March, clearly, by the Fed, because, yeah, March has come and gone, and now we're almost in May. We haven't seen anything resembling rates going down. And in fact, they've gone up. They've gone up. And it's really, it's just constricting everything in real estate. And it won't stay that way forever, but it sure feels like a long time. This is good news for aspiring home buyers, okay? Because the rates are going to go down. But in the meantime, if you are a buyer and you are waiting for those rates to drop, you need to figure out within your marketplace how much are properties going up in value right now. So between now, call it third and fourth quarter of 2024, to the end of 2025, when rates maybe come down to six or under a little under six, what's that house price going to look like? What's that house price going to look like? Is it going to gone up by what you're going to save for a 1% drop? probably going to gone up by a bunch, right? Because most markets don't have much supply. And, you know, the buyers have been restricted as well. But there's enough buyers out there to still outstrip the supply. We're seeing multiple offer situations here in the Seattle market consistently. Just about every deal that gets put together has got at least one offer. And if it's a good home and well-priced, you could have 20 offers, no issues. It's crazy because there's only so many properties out there because the sellers aren't willing to move off of them. While most analysts expect the central bank to lower rates this year, the Federal Reserve has so far failed to do so. We had all these great expectations. I myself thought they would have dropped at least by this time. But that transitory inflation, it just keeps rearing up its ugly head and going, oh, we're still here. We're still here. So as the latest data on the cost of living show that inflation remains higher than expected at 3.48%. They're trying to get it down to that target range of 2%. They may not do it. They may not do it. The Federal Reserve does not directly set mortgage rates, but any rise in interest rates impacts new mortgage lending. Higher mortgage rates led to a drop in demand in late summer 2022 due to the unaffordability of buying a home for many Americans, but the price correction that followed this slide in demand was rather modest, if anything. A lot of markets saw prices go up. In spring 2023, prices started climbing back up across the country as the supply of homes remained low. One of my neighbors put their house on the market. They're probably, I don't know, 6-7 homes away from me. I live in a cul-de-sac and they're kind of up, they're outside of the cul-de-sac and up the hill just a little bit. They put their home on the market. It's on at, it's a typical 1960s home. They put it on at 1.495, so call it 1.5. And they came out with one of those little flyers. And at 1% interest rate, and with 20% down with the jumbo loan, the mortgage payments were going to be like $9,500. And you're like, ouch, that's a lot of money. Because it's not that spectacular of a home. It's in Bellevue, which is a great neighborhood, great city. But, you know, you're not getting a ton of house. So when you look at entry-level housing, nothing spectacular, nothing crazy, and your payment's $9,500, meaning you need to be making like $35,000-$40,000 a month to afford that. I mean, you're not making $15,000 a month and spending $10,000 on your mortgage payment. So, you know, housing affordability is also another massive, massive issue on top of where these interest rates are, because high interest rates on already expensive real estate. Yeah, that's why we've got a little slowdown in the marketplace, right? So, while the historic shortage of homes in the U.S. can primarily be tracked back to the fact that the country is underbuilt following the bursting of the housing bubble and the financial crisis of 07-08, when it started, high mortgage rates have also caused many homeowners to hold on to their homes instead of putting them on the market. Because if you've got that rate at 2.75%, 3%, even 4%, you're not going to consider going to that 7 1/8 rate, are you? No, you're going to be like, what's my payment? Good Lord, $9,500. No, I don't think so. Many U.S. homeowners have low fixed rate mortgages that they're reticent to give up, which is constraining existing property sales and listings, Moody's wrote in the report. At some point in time, and we have seen a little bit of the loosening up of that type of market, you've always got people that are retiring, they need to downsize, you know, maybe they had a death in the family, maybe their husband died, whatever, you know, something happens. You've always kind of got those people that are going to be coming in and out of a market. Maybe it's a relocation. Maybe somebody's coming in to work for Amazon in Seattle. Shocking, right? So no, you've always got kind of this, you know, you've got this movement happening, but right now, at over 7% relative to where we were, 7% is still not a bad rate. But when you got hooked on those 2-something rates or 3-something rates, even the 4-something rates, that compared to 7, run the numbers on that. It is not a pretty sight, right? So faced with a growing demand for new construction and mortgage interest rate buydowns, the company experts expect home prices to avoid significant decline in the coming months. I expect home prices to go up significantly because you've got such little supply and you've got these buyers who are now recognizing, hey, if we got to buy, even waiting for that interest rate, 2025, whenever it might be, that's not really going to offset the increase in cost and hence my payments down the road if I wait that long, because it looks like property values are going up. That to me is, I think, pushing some buyers into the marketplace. And what they will do is they will marry the home, not the rate. Remember that? Remember that saying? And all that is, that to me is, that's kind of one of those things that mortgage guys say, mortgage guys and gals say, so that they can get a deal done. All right, let's sell you on this anyway. But it actually makes sense. Because if you need to get into a home, if you're going to be living in an area and you've got the down payment and you can afford what the rates are today, then you can take a risk, buy that, marry the home, get the home, not marry the mortgage because the mortgage rate sucks. But in a year or so, possibly do a refinance. Now, I've been through a lot of markets. I came out, very young into the real estate market in the mid-80s. And by the late 1980s, 1987, the summer of 1987, we had mortgage rates dropping, 2% every 6 months. They had done that for a while. We went through these huge refinance booms on the appraisal end of things, to the point where it was like, if you ordered an appraisal beginning of summer, you might get it by the end of summer or the beginning of fall. We had clients that were just outraged by, how long is this going to take to get my appraisal? Well, you're on a rush basis, but it's going to take all summer. Well, how come? Well, because we got 18,000 orders stacked up, because everybody that's come through with a 12% mortgage rate that's going to refinance down to 10 or a 14 down to 12, something along those lines. We just had literally hundreds and hundreds of people refinancing. This is kind of like the opposite, where we got used to those low rates. And now people are just, they're like, I can't give up 3%. It's just so good. And so they're taking all those sacrifices. And because remember at the beginning of the pandemic, we had rates that went, we had a hot market to begin with in 2019. Things were already smoking, to the point where I was like, I don't think it can get any better. And then when the pandemic hit, I was like, okay, wheels are going to come off the cart. But they didn't. His rates, Fed started dropping rates. And rates got just really low. And people recognized, okay, if I'm gonna be homeschooling my kids here, if I'm going to work here with my spouse, got the pets here, we're going to be working out, the kids are going to be doing school in this house, and I can work remotely, and the wife can work remotely, spouse work remotely. We need a bigger house. And man, those interest rates are great. Let's go out and buy it. So you had all that activity happen. Now you're having the opposite happen, which is people are reluctant to give up those rates. And a lot of buyers can't afford with the new rates because it's pushed their pricing so high. If they were on the fence to begin with, prior to these rates going to the moon at 7% something. 7% is still historically a great interest rate. It's just in comparison and in perspective to those rates we had just a little while ago when we were in the throes of the pandemic, when we're in the throes of that. So it's all kind of relative. So if you can hang in there till the end of 2025, you might see a 1% rate drop. That's the big news that's kind of coming out. And those are the types of news stories you're going to see, because I don't think there's going to be a super quick drop in inflation offset, in combination with a drop by the Fed. I don't think that's going to happen. Now, we might have one drop in quarter three, maybe-ish. Who knows, though, right? With the economic data, the way it's come out, it does not look positive. In the meantime, the market will start to kind of work its way out. We had no business there for a while. We've got some business going on the appraisal end of things. Not a lot of free finances going on. Not a lot of people. There's some people doing HELOCs because home equity lines of credit, because those prices have gone up. Now they recognize, I can get a HELOC pretty easy. I can borrow some money if you have to. Because, why didn't you go out and get a HELOC during when those rates were super low? You didn't think about it. He was like, I don't really need that. So why would I do it? Now you need it now and your rates are higher. And that's just kind of the way it goes. So I think the market will work into these, and it's doing that right now. It's just that it's still going to be slow for a while. I wish I had better news, and I wish this was better news, but this is the reality that we're in, you know, just about in May of 2024. All right, that's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. I'll catch you in the next one. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button if you found this content helpful or entertaining or whatever. And I'll see you on the next segment. Talk later. Bye.